In today's video, you'll learn how to create social impact outside of the conventional means. We explore how to identify and expand social impact programs with examples from a company that's doing just that. Let's get started. Hi everyone, I'm Carl. Welcome to the Social Impact Show, a channel where you get the latest strategies and tips to help you scale and grow your CSR and goodness programs. So I've got two special guests today. My first guest, she's actually my co-host, and her name is Catherine Coulter. She is a client success manager here with Benevity. And our guest today is, his name is Peter Dietz. He's a B Corp entrepreneur and co-founder of Unwrap It. Thank you both for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Can you know, in terms of social impact, what is your guiding principle that inspires that approach?
There's a principle that guides just about everything I do these days in my work, in my life. And I came up with it while explaining to friends, family, colleagues, why I was choosing to have a plant-rich diet or to be vegan. And that principle boils down to this idea that the best decisions are the right answers to multiple questions. In work terms, professionally, what that translates to is the best decisions a company can make are the right answers to multiple questions. And as long as the leadership or the team at a company is including the question, does this create a positive impact? Then creating social impact across an organization starts to become very, very straightforward and embedded throughout.
With previous guests and, you know, talking with a lot of social impact professionals, one of the key advice is you need to connect your social impact program, whatever that may be, to the goals of the business. Now, I'm always curious, what if when you said do the right thing for, let's say, social impact professionals in a business may not be, I don't know, parallel or in line with maybe some of the business goals? How would you, or have you had examples of that? And maybe how would you bring that together?
So I think what you're saying is if a business goal is at odds with doing the right thing, creating a social impact, what is a company to do? I think what's interesting about the principle that I lean on is that the inverse of it can also be true. Like some people would argue the best decisions are the very best answer to one specific problem. And if you approach a business goal with that mindset, you'll probably make different decisions than if you're trying to arrive at a solution that's the right answer to multiple questions, including purpose or impact.
Got it. And now I know we kind of jumped right into this, but maybe you can tell us a little bit more about yourself and, you know, a little bit about your career in social impact and how you got or reached that guiding principle.
I am a B Corp entrepreneur, as you mentioned in the introduction, and I've been pursuing entrepreneurial projects throughout my career. So unlike a lot of entrepreneurs who turn to like social impact or using their powers to like create change, this is just what I've always been doing, like since right out of university. I've sort of always been looking for creative solutions to business problems, or always been looking for opportunities to fuse my interest in social change or social impact with my natural inclinations towards entrepreneurism.
Awesome. I want to jump back to kind of what you were saying before in our first question, but what are some examples of companies that are making decisions that are the right answers to multiple questions? Can you break that down a little bit more?
Sure, happily. It sounds like a really impossible thing to do because we're so trained and accustomed to like finding the best answer to a specific problem. And so really what I'm encouraging here is to sort of embrace the problem solving required to do this. I think of it in terms of like tactical decisions, business decisions that are the right answer to multiple questions, but also more foundational or strategic decisions. So on the strategic and foundational side, a decision to pursue B Corp certification, for example, is the right answer to multiple questions. It's a comprehensive assessment that can help a company strengthen its core operations, clarify its policies for customers and employees, attract and retain talent because the certification is so well-respected and rigorous. It also helps with those customer relationships. So sort of the list goes on and on of all the things that pursuing a B Corp certification can achieve. And it also creates impact, right? That's why it exists in the first place. That's one on the sort of strategic side. On the tactical side, like the same principle can be applied to just making a catering policy, right? You want to choose to have a vegetarian or plant-based options as the default, which would therefore get people healthy food, reduce the environmental waste, the emissions. And so it can also be applied at a very micro level.
Yeah, that's so really interesting. I feel like our normal is always constantly shifting, and B Corp is a really good example where we see that constant shift somewhat happening. So how would you say companies can identify, you know, hidden or hiding in plain sight opportunities for creating social impact outside of, you know, the traditional true and tried ways that we see?
I think there are two ways, but I should also say that by no means am I advocating that companies abandon the tried and true. As it turns out, you know, traditional corporate philanthropy, employee matched giving, employee volunteering, cause marketing are themselves the right answer to the multiple questions, right? That's part of the rationale, part of the business case. But in addition to that, I think socializing this principle, and like as a leader or as a manager, if you kind of go to your team with this idea, like how can we pursue the next business decision with this question in mind or this sort of principle in mind, it can surface some very, very compelling opportunities. Another option as a company would be to pursue a life cycle analysis on the business as a whole to identify areas of operations or delivery that are creating high emissions. Say you want to reduce your carbon emissions. The results of that assessment can identify areas where the business needs to make changes. And then how you make those changes can be approached with this question, like, how can we reduce our carbon emissions in this area because we want to or we need to, but then also do right or do make an impact elsewhere.
Now, speaking of, I guess, hidden opportunities, can you tell us a little bit more about Unwrap It?
Happily. So I've been talking about this principle that I apply in my work, in my life. Unwrap It, we've tried very hard to create a solution for corporate and event gifting that itself is the right answer to multiple questions. Our primary interest is in creating a digital first, planet first solution for event, corporate and event gifting, where the gift options produce less carbon emissions, contribute less to landfill because they are not physical gifts. Instead, they're experiences, practical gifts, digital gifts, or charitable donation, pay it forward gift options. But we know that companies won't sort of change up how they approach corporate and event gifting just to create a smaller impact. And so we had to answer other questions too, right? Like, can the solution be branded in a way that really activates our brand and our culture? Is it going to save me time compared to provisioning and distributing conventional physical gifts? Can I surface new insights or data from my recipients because I'm choosing Unwrap It? And of course, like, will it save me money, and can recipients choose to support a cause? Those are some of the other questions that we know customers or companies want us to be able to answer affirmatively. And then in a sense, our core, our like why, just gets answered inadvertently because the product itself produces these lower emissions gift campaigns.
You know, I opened the gifting like just from Unwrap It, the one that you sent to us. And I really, really liked, you know, I was just on my phone and I clicked it and just the options that were there. And it got you thinking, you can either, you know, enjoy the gift for yourself, but there's also opportunities to give to others. And I like that opportunity of choice for, and it just reaches different people and how they want to, you know, like how they want to, it, I don't know if you, what you call like enjoy their gift, or it just gives you a lot more, oh, that's, yeah, I can do this. I can do this. It was just, it was nice to see all the different options there.
It's core to the human experience to want some degree of autonomy, of choice. And when it comes to corporate and event gifting, often there's no choice. It's just like, here's your gift. We hope you want this new branded promotional product that has our company's logo on it. Sometimes that's appropriate. And sometimes just sort of saying, I'm going to recognize and appreciate you in a form that you want to be recognized and appreciate, you choose, is another option or a better option.
So I think you touched on this. So how does Unwrap It help, you know, companies and enterprises with their social impact programs that outside of that conventional slate of corporate purpose programming?
This is a question that's really near and dear to my heart. So we created Unwrap It to shift and bend corporate and event gifting towards a more sustainable future. One of the gift options consistently across our gift campaigns is the pay it forward option, donate to a charity of your choice or donate to the specific charity or plant trees. Just by sheer volume, if corporate gifting were to integrate just a little bit more of that choice and the pay it forward option was consistently presented to recipients, corporate philanthropy could actually increase like dramatically to make it more concrete. Companies in the US spend $10 on branded items and gift cards for every $1 that they spend on donations to charity. So if you sort of crunch the numbers, even if say 20% of gift recipients, when given the choice, choose to pay it forward, identify charity of their choice to receive this gift, then corporate philanthropy in North America could actually be three times the size that it is today. So that's like a reason for me to get out of my bed each day, is like we're actually growing the pie as opposed to having nonprofits and causes fight over the same very small pie.
Yeah, I also got one of these awesome gifts, and when I unwrapped it, which I think is, it's such a, you know, funny title to your company, because you're unwrapping something digitally, like there's no physical wrapping paper. And it made me think, I read this article, I think it was back in 2019, where it was saying in Canada, where I live, around Christmas, the holiday times, about 600,000 tons of wrapping paper would end up in the dump that year. So I did this thing with, I shifted to my family and I said, okay, you know, we're using brown paper bags to now to wrap, or cloth or things along that line. So when I got to open this digital gift, I was like, this is it. That was immediately kind of what sparked my head. I was like, there's no mass amount of, you know, cardboard that I have along with this. And then it kind of made me think into like, oh, is this a millennial thought I'm having? So I'm curious, like with the clientele you're seeing and the demographic, is there a shift you're seeing, you know, with like these next generations coming in, where there is a demand like in the workforce for companies to kind of like meet this need?
There are two things there. One is if gifting can be translated to the digital realm, then a lot of trees can stay in the ground. And if it makes sense when you open a digital gift for planting a tree to be one of the gift options, which it is in the Unwrap It world, then you're actually doing the opposite when giving and receiving gifts. You're planting trees, as long as that's what the recipient chooses. So yeah, just a lot gets unlocked when you're operating in the digital realm. And we've certainly found that to be the case. In terms of demographics, I think there is a lot of evidence that people under 40, adults 18 to 39, like millennial and Gen Z, definitely care more about social causes, of addressing the poly crisis that we're living through. And that's seen in facts and figures like 50% of people between 18 and 39 can recognize the B Corporation certification and understand what it means to allow and like make different purchasing decisions because of that. And then similar statistics exist on the employee side of the equation. Employees, I think, of all ages, but especially younger people, want the companies they work for to have a purpose, to exist in the world and do good, as well as provide for their livelihood and offer meaningful work.
Yeah, and along with this, so when I did the gift wrapping, it was a very personalized experience. And then after I had selected the gift, I chose the trees. I really liked that. It asked me a bit of questions to survey back, like, why did you choose this? A few other things along that line. I'm assuming that information, kind of goes back to the different companies and clients you're working with. Is there a way that you're then helping them do a storytelling back? Like, are they closing a loop on this that you're part of or that you've seen companies doing?
Yeah, thanks actually for reminding me of that. So in our solution, companies can ask any question they want. So you can sort of embed surveying questions. It could be about the gifts and the gift options, or it could be something completely unrelated. So in this, you've sort of transformed a gift exchange into an opportunity to surface actionable insights. And we know companies are hungry for insights and data from the people who are most important to them, the ones they're giving gifts to. But then we also are able to tell that story of reduced emissions through our gift campaigns. We're actually partnered with a company called Carbon Hound, and they are helping us quantify the scope 3 emissions. That is the emissions created from using or redeeming the gifts offered through UnWrapIt at the company and campaign level. So we can now, after campaign closes, without including any survey questions, we can go back to our customers and say, this gift campaign had very low emissions, especially compared to if you had sent everyone a t-shirt or a swag box. And in some cases, we can actually go back to our customers and say, because of your choice to do gifting in this way, you actually achieved negative emissions, because a certain number of people chose to plant trees. Everyone else chose an option that was no or low carbon. And the effect of that is that you ran a carbon negative gift campaign this year. Congratulations.
That's awesome. I love that. I've definitely got way too many swag t-shirts over the years. So
yeah, it sounds awesome. And we definitely celebrate these milestones. In fact, overall across all 590 gift campaigns we've run and 40,000 claimed gifts, UnWrapIt itself has achieved negative carbon emissions to the tune of 130 tons of carbon emissions, negative carbon emissions, because of trees planted and the baseline being no and low carbon gifts. But it's not always what convinces a prospect or a company we're talking to take the plunge. It's these other questions that we feel UnWrapIt's the right answer to, like time savings, brandability, data, insights. So it's just interesting to see that despite that evidence, but despite the fun recipient experience and participating in an act of kindness, I suppose, or a good act, that alone doesn't always get the job done in terms of convincing a company to take this approach.
Have you ever thought of, because the space I can think of, in addition to corporate giving, there's huge to me opportunities in terms of trade shows and events where companies go out and give all their swag. But you know what would be awesome is like, hey, you know, come by our booth. Here's a corporate gift. And like, you know, it may not be as extensive as what you'd give, like, but I can just see an opportunity. It's like, oh, cool. I can save, you know, we can plant this many trees, or we can give this amount. And then that would be the budget for that booth instead of, you know, all the corporate swag. Have you thought about anything on that front?
Yeah, we definitely present this as a great tool for exhibitors at trade shows, a great sort of like business card alternative. You meet someone new, you want to sort of capture their information, why not give them a gift? There are other really interesting use cases, like as a post-event survey, like include a gift and have some survey questions. I actually ran into someone yesterday at a B Corp event, and she said, oh, I know Unwrapped, I received a gift through there. I was given the option to plant a tree in, you know, these different Canadian provinces. And I said, oh, that's great. I'm so glad you know about Unwrapped. Do you know which campaign or which event this was for? It was only later that she said, oh yeah, it was the social finance form. What she actually remembered was planting the tree and the feelings that that evoked. She didn't even realize it was part of a post-event survey in that moment, right? Like the memory of it was the gift, not the survey. We know that gift exchange is a powerful form of memory building, of relationship building, and you know, whether it's at events or at trade shows or in the workplace, it is a vector for impact, but also relationship building.
So Peter, I enjoyed this conversation. I enjoyed your product. We could probably speak to this for hours, if not days. But if our audience wants to connect with you, learn more about Unwrapped, learn more about yourself, where's the best place to reach you?
I can be reached on LinkedIn. That's the social network where I'm the most active, as well as via email, peter@unwrapped.com.
Thank you for listening to The Social Impact Show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Then visit benevity.com to access some of the resources mentioned in this episode, along with tons of other insights to help you grow your program. Music provided by Ikeson. For questions or topics you want us to cover, reach us at podcast@benevity.com. Until next time, be a force for good.